Now, as we do each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, we will go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
And Pat, I will start off with one for you. We've got a jam-packed edition of Inside the Ropes, so let's get going right here early and often with the opinions. Well, Tiger Woods has dominated pretty much everyone in the world stage of golf. He has now won five straight events, and his last seven events, a win at the Bridgestone, win at the PGA Championship, second place at Deutsche Bank, win at the BMW, a win at the Tour Championship, then started off his 08 season last week, the win at the Buick, and then, of course, a win just a couple of hours ago in Dubai by one stroke to over the field and two strokes over Ernie Els. Ernie came to the 18th hole with trailing Tiger by one. He needed to birdie 18 to get into a playoff. He bogeys 18, and now Ernie has lost to Tiger yet again. And my question to you is, Pat, does anyone believe they can beat Tiger? I mean, the big guns in the world, Phil Mickelson, Vijay Singh, Ernie Els, can anyone take down Tiger Woods?
No. Okay, next question for you, Russ. I mean, it's that simple. These guys, I keep waiting for like a 25, 26-year-old somebody, and believe me, nobody's going to come close to Tiger in terms of what he's done or what he's going to do in terms of majors, PGA Tour victories, anything like that anytime soon. But I still think there's got to be a guy out there, a Tom Watson to Tiger Woods' Jack Nicklaus, if you will. Just somebody a little bit younger than him that might be able to challenge him as Tiger goes through his 30s here. I don't see that yet, and I don't see it certainly from guys that are his age or older. I think Mickelson can give him a little bit of a run, but aside from him, Ernie Els is done. VJ's done. Retief, I don't know. He's probably done. Davis Love, Fred Couples, too old. So, I mean, the guys that we would look to normally to give him a little bit of a challenge are getting up there in years. I just don't I don't see it. And these younger guys seem, you know, one will play real good one week, and then the next week, you know, you don't hear from them again. So I don't know if you're going to get anybody. I don't see anybody on the horizon. There are a bevy of younger players out there, but nobody with the consistency in their swing to be able to challenge him, I don't think.
Pat, the big three that we had hoped to challenge Tiger Woods, and one of them to step up and be the Tom Watson to Tiger's Jack Nicklaus, or the Jack Nicklaus to Tiger's Arnold Palmer, the big three were Vijay, Ernie, and Phil. And Ernie Els has no doubt out of that big three suffered the most at the hands of Tiger Woods. Els has suffered more setbacks to Tiger than any other player over the last decade. Ernie has finished second to Tiger six times on just the PGA Tour alone. Six times on just the PGA Tour, twice in majors in 2000. Ernie Els finished he finished second in three majors in 2000, and two of those seconds were to Tiger Woods. Ernie has also lost to Tiger in playoffs twice overseas, once at Dubai, and now again he loses for a second time to Tiger at Dubai this week, and not even a playoff. Ernie wasn't even able to birdie 18 to get into a playoff, and I feel, yeah, Vijay and Phil have lost to Tiger a lot too, but Ernie's lost much more. At least Phil, the three majors Phil has won have all been since 2004. He won in 04, 05, and 06. That's pretty much the apex of Tiger's dominance. Vijay was able to steal the world number one ranking from Tiger for a little while there, and he's also won two of his three majors since 2000. He also won the O2 Players, but Ernie, his first major was in 94. Tiger wasn't even a pro yet. His second major was in 97, the first season Tiger actually did turn pro for a full year. And Ernie finished second in three majors during 2000. Like I said, two of those were to Tiger.
Now you look at this event, Russ. I mean, he's, you know, he shoots 65 yesterday, so obviously things are going good. For him to shoot one under today for a guy of his alleged stature is unacceptable. He needs to shoot 68, 69 at the worst today, and that would have got him at least into a playoff. So it's just he doesn't think he's as good as Tiger, and when he gets in those situations, he does not perform. So you can call it choking, you can call it whatever you want, but Ernie Els is never going to be Tiger. I'll say it right now. If they're head-to-head in any kind of competition, I don't care if it's on the Palm Beach par 3 here, Tiger will beat him every time. Same thing with Davis Love. These guys that are just a little bit older than Tiger just don't feel like they can beat him. It's going to take a younger guy that might be dumb or something, or just full of confidence, that's going to be able to challenge Tiger, and I just don't see it right now. So, you know, maybe we'll see it at some point soon here. Otherwise, Tiger's going to romp through his 30s and win about five or six at least majors and probably another 20 or 30 tournaments, and these guys aren't going to know what hit him by the time he's done. They're a good time in there, Russ. All right,
so you're saying, so Pat, what you're saying is Ernie and Phil and VJ, they're too old to try to take on Tiger.
We need a guy that's younger. Phil could do it to some extent, but I don't see any of those other guys.
So we're looking for a younger guy, are we?
It's not going to be Ian Poulter. He's going to be the number two topic. If you're following golf at all, you saw this week, Ian Poulter, who's the 22nd ranked player in the world. He's won about 6-7 times, but nothing major, no big tournaments. Comes out in the British version of Golf World magazine and basically says, no one else in the world rates. If he can get his game to where he thinks he can, it's just going to be him versus Tiger in the future. Now, to give Ian some credit, these quotes were attributed to an article that he did about 4 or 5 months ago. Why they're coming out now, I don't know.
Give him credit. Who cares?
He has since retracted with a double, Russ, misquoted and taken out of context. And basically, at that point tried to grovel and say Tiger's the best and nobody. Nonetheless, he did make the comments Rory Sabatini-like, Stephen Ames-like. I don't understand it. Like we mentioned before, it's like these teams that are playing the Patriots, they feel the need to somehow diss them. I just don't get it when guys that don't have the pedigree decide to say that they can beat Tiger, they're as good as Tiger. I just don't get it. Ian's another one in this line.
Idiotic. Three syllables, right? Idiotic.
Ianotic.
Oh, that's great, Pat. Ianotic, yeah. Yeah, another one in the illustrious line of idiots. I mean, what are you thinking? You don't tug on Superman's cape, and you also don't tug on Superman's cape while also dissing the entire rest of
the golf.
Poulter, and this is not the guy whose past performances hint that he is the next great thing. He's known more for his crazy hairdos and his whacked out wardrobe wearing pink and freaking, neon green than he is for his golf game. He's already 32 years old, so he's the same age as Tiger. So we were hoping for somebody younger than Phil and VJ and Ernie, hoping for somebody younger than Tiger as well, not somebody 32 years of age. Ian, if you haven't done it by now at 32, what makes you think you're going to do it in your mid to late 30s? Guy hasn't even won a major yet. In fact, since joining the tour in 2005, he's competed in 53 events, not even one on the PGA Tour, much less a major, not even one in a PGA Tour event. He's only had 11 top 10s, and his best ever finish in a PGA Tour event is tied for second at the WGC American Express 2 years ago. In 20 career majors, Poulter has never finished better than a tie for ninth. Shut up, Ian Poulter.
I don't get it. I don't understand why guys, as we mentioned, him, Ames, Rory Sabatini, there's a list of guys out there that are good players, but they're not anywhere in Tiger's stratosphere, and why they feel the need to say that they can compete with him and blah, 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 as you mentioned, when they have no track record thereof. I just don't get that. Even though this article was a few months old and Poulter's tried to retract some of the statements, it doesn't matter. Why would you say anything like that in the first place? It makes you look stupid. It gives Tiger a reason to really want to stomp your butt the next time you play him. And it doesn't make sense on top of it. I just don't get it.
And here's the thing I got for all these analysts who've been saying all week long that you got to believe you can beat Tiger. Well, you can believe that, but don't go out and say it. I mean, you don't need to say it. You can believe in your heart of hearts that you can beat Tiger Woods, but you don't got to go out and say it. And not only say that you think you can beat Tiger, but also say that you're the only person that can beat Tiger Woods. Like, there's no one else in the world of golf that has any chance of beating Tiger Woods besides you. The trouble is, quote, I don't rate anyone else. Not only are you dissing Tiger Woods, you're dissing everyone else. This is just stupid by Ian Poulter.
And 32, like you said, 30, it'd be different if he was 22, just out of college or whatever, and had a good college career and was full of confidence and whatever. I still wouldn't say it, but you could understand a young guy maybe thinking something like that. But he's 32. That's your prime time in golf. You should, if you're going to be a superstar player like Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, you've already got 50 wins in the bank. He's got 7 or whatever it is. And like you said, he's more known for his haircut and his clothes. So what you're basically saying is, I haven't decided to turn it on yet. Now I'm going to, and Tiger better watch out. That's just dumb.
Very dumb. Idiotic. Ianotic, Pat.
That's right.
Ianotic.
That's right.
That's fabulous. That's good stuff. That's why I keep you around, Pat.
I know.
Haven't put you out to pasture yet.
Come up to the gym every once in a while, Russ.
Haven't put you out to pasture just yet.